today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 17th parak of Maseches Kelim. We are up to parak Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol ha'amos hoi beinonios. All the amos for the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash were medium-sized amos, chutz mi mizbeach hazav, except for the amos that were measuring the mizbeach hazav, they were small amos, meaning an amos could either be 6 tfachim or 5 tfachim. So the mizbeach hazav was measured with amos of 5 tfachim, va'keren, and the karnos ha'mizbeach, va'sovev, and the ledge around the mizbeach hachitzon. The karnos ha'mizbeach means the big mizbeach had four karnos on the top of the mizbeach, and the sovev is where the kohen would walk around, like sort of mostly up the mizbeach, but not all the way on the top. Va'yisod, and the base of the mizbeach, those are also five tefach amos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, amos habinyan shishu tefachim shel kelim chamisha. Whenever an amos spoken about in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's about the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, it's a six tefach amos. Whenever we talk about an amos of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, it's always a five tefach amos. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Yeshamru b'midah daka. There are some things that they measure the small type of thing. Midos halach v'ayavish, when it comes to liquid and dry measures, shi'uran b'italki. The size is an Italian measure, zom baris. That's the same as the one used in the midbar. V'yeshamra kalfi mashu adam. And then there are some measurements that are based on how big the person is. Hakomitzas amincha. A kohen takes kmitza from a karban mincha. It's his handful, three fingers full. V'achofin as a ketores, where he scoops up two hands full of ketores. V'ashosa b'malolugma b'yom kippurim. Person is chayiv for drinking a malolugma in Yom Kippur will depend on how big his cheek is. U'kumazon shtei sudos eiruv. And also, the shear of two sudos that you need for an eiruv tchumen is based on your two sudos, how much you would eat for two sudos. Muzon l'chalav l'Shabbos, how much you would eat during a weekday meal, not on a Shabbos meal. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer l'Shabbos havlo l'chal, how much you would eat on a Shabbos meal, not on a weekday meal, elu ve'elu miskavna l'hakal. And they're both being makel that it could be a smaller amount. It's just a machlokas, do you have less food on a weekday meal because it's a weekday, or do you have more food on a weekday meal because you only have two meals on a weekday and less food on a Shabbos meal because you're having three meals on a Shabbos? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mishtei Yadus Lekikar, Mishalosh Lekav. Two-thirds of a loaf, when three loaves are made from a kav of wheat, that's how we measure the two meals that you need, the shtei sudos that you need for an eruv. It is not subjective. It is a very objective measure. Rabbi Yochanan Broko, Rabbi Kikar Papundion, Me Arbasin Besela. It's a whole loaf that you would sell for a pundion when four sa'a of wheat sells for a sela. So it turns out to six kibetzim of wheat. That's how we measure shtei sudos. Again, not a subjective, but very, very much objective. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Yud, we said that there were certain amos that were beinonios in the Mishkan, with the exception of the mizbeach hazav, the kronos, the sovev, and the yisod, which were smaller amos, which were five tefach amos. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, the rule is amos habinyan is always shisha tefachim, amos hakelim is always chamisha tefachim. And then in Mishnah Yud Aleph we said that there are certain measurements that are very subjective. However, there was a machlokas whether eruv is among the Erev Tchumen is among those measurements that are subjective. Next time, Ben Shom will pick up with Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Beis.